Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Stock up and stock down. From the Sun Sentinel, Chris Perkins, would you like to guess, after last night's game, who is stock up?
Defense. Defense, defense, defense. Darren Waller and the run game.
Darren Waller. You're only doing one stock up, one stock down. Darren Waller. Waller made the most of his first game since January 2024 by showing athleticism on a touchdown reception and good hands while recovering a late game onside kick. He'll be needed to take on a bigger role with Hill's injury. It was good to see Waller use his 6'6 frame to go up high and snag that touchdown pass. Stock down from last night. Who do you think the Sun Sentinel determines stock down? Doesn't have to be a player. It can be a grouping as well.
The wide receiver group with Tyreek Hill's injury?
Fair. Appel, you want to take a guess?
Can we still say the run defense? Is that
you can, because that's what it is.
Is it possible if that stock to get any lower?
It is the run defense. The Dolphins allowed almost 200 yards and allowed two players, Fields and Hall, to each rush for more than 80 yards. That's tough to swallow. Among all the good things from this game, the run defense was among the biggest disappointments. I was telling Solana at the beginning of the show, that first drive, when they just, moved that line 6, 7, 8, 9 yards at a time without trying, it seemed. I don't know how the Dolphins got it turned around. I don't know if the outcome of the game would have been different had the Jets not fumbled away that touchdown and were able to play with a 7-0 lead, but it was startling, that opening drive.
How much does this defense miss 700-year-old Calais Campbell this year? I think that's been one of the defense's biggest losses, especially in the run game. And he's having a good start to the season with Arizona as well. But I really think they're missing that type of presence. Zach Sealer, I don't know what's going on there. If teams are just zeroing in on him to take him out of things and then saying, all right, Kenneth Grant and everybody else beat us. And it does not look very good. And when they play better teams, teams that run the ball well, I would imagine it'll go similar to last night.
But they did have some turnovers finally, which was good.
Yeah, credit's not
Jack
for that.
Jack Jones. Nice punch out. Jack Jones.
I saw something earlier. Rasul Douglas has been one of the highest rated corners in the league through 4 weeks. Let me see if I can find this.
Almost had a pick last night.
Yeah. Currently the 6th-ranked cornerback in the league, 80.5 overall, according to PFF. He's allowed just 7 catches for 94 yards the first 4 weeks.
Does Chris Greer, all you detractors, does he get any credit for going out and getting Rasul Douglas or Darren Waller? I'm being honest. And he had to get them to replace guys he lost. I understand the context of it. Does he get any credit for getting a high-rated cornerback and a tight end last night who looked like a game changer?
This is the Chris Greer thing, though, is that it's such a mixed bag. It's like, all right, great. Rasul Douglas, having a good start to the year. We got a great performance last night from Darren Waller with how they used them. But you just gave an extension to Zach Sealer, who deserved it, but he's been visible the first four games. Kenneth Grant, their first-round pick. Where's he been? I know it's tough for a first-round lineman to really make an impact this early in his career. But you expect someone to be drafted in the top half of the first round to have some sort of impact game in and game out. Savanaya, the left guard. I didn't really notice him much last night, so I assume he was fine. But like, I saw Larry Borum get put on his butt like four times last night. Like, the bag is very mixed for Chris Greer, and that
Solani,
has been...
You rolled your eyes when I asked the question.
Because like, we're doing, one game of Darren Waller and four of Rasul Douglas.
All I'm saying is everyone wants to talk about he did this, he did that, he didn't get this guy, didn't re-sign that guy. Darren Waller looked like what they thought they were getting. Would they have loved him out on the field for game one? Sure. For whatever reason, he was unable to be out there. But he looked like what they thought they were getting to replace Jonnu Smith, right? I mean, he looked like it. And Rasul Douglas, I didn't know he was that highly rated on PFF. But if he is, then, I mean, don't you have to give him some credit for that? Or no, Solana?
Yeah. I mean, he had a sack last night too, Rasul Douglas. But Hawk, I mean, this team is 1-3. So, sure.
I'm just saying, do you get credit for the... I'm not saying you get credit for putting together a great roster. Are you a better GM? I'm just saying, does he get credit for those two signings?
There's other guys you could point to. Patrick Paul, I was going to get to this in headlines because Barry Jackson pointed out that Patrick Paul's permitted only four quarterback pressures on 181 quarterback dropbacks or passing plays. He writes, no NFL tackle who has pass blocked nearly that much, at least 150 snaps in the NFL, has yielded fewer quarterback pressures. And yes, Savainaya had his best game of his rookie season, grading out very well in the run game per PFF. Again, that's from Barry Jackson's post-game notes in the Miami Herald. So, like, Hawk, you could do that, right? Like, you could go to specific players and say, hey, great pick.
I was literally just asking
Paul
about those specific players.
For sure.
I literally was just asking about those specific players.
No. And you could do that with Chris Greer. Like, if you really wanted to go through his draft selections, there are certain guys he has hit on. There are certain guys, obviously, he has whiffed on. But I still look at it from the lens of big picture, in my opinion. I don't know how you want to look at it.
I wasn't asking big picture. I want to make the delineation. I was not asking big picture because I wouldn't change your opinion on Chris Greer with one win over a terrible Jets team. Like, that would be silly. I was just curious if you watched Darren Waller last night and go, you know what? Maybe it wasn't the worst idea not to pay Jonnu Smith. It was very easy to criticize him for doing that. And maybe it wasn't the worst decision in the world.
Sure.
I agree with you there. And I just, the guy, again, Darren Waller, it's nice that he's out there, but they did this whole song and dance that he was going to be ready and he just wasn't. And it felt like it was another one of those signings where they take a chance at a guy who's either been hurt a lot or out of the league or both and hoping for him to recreate the production he had 4 or 5 years ago. And to Darren Waller's credit, and the game plan credit, he was good last night. So on those two specific moves, great. But also, where's Cam Smith?
Fair. That's fair. We could do that. I could pick out two guys as well and say, hey, do we still hate Chris Greer for this?
But to my point, like that's been our whole conversation about Chris Greer overall, is that it is a mixed bag because they are in a better spot than they were.
It's why he's still here. Like, people want to pretend like, oh, he's the worst GM who ever walked the earth. And he's not. There's a reason he's still here because he gives you enough to make you think that they're right there. So I'm just asking about Waller and Rasul Douglas. That was it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.